Thank you very much for joining our today's teleconference. With me is I am Piotr Niemczycki, the CEO of Agora. With me is Zbigniew Bąk, the Vice President of the Management Board, Grzegorz Kosakowski, CFO and the member of the Management Board of Agora, Tomasz Jagieło, the CEO of Helios, Nina Grabos, our IR Director, Ula Strych, our PR Director as well. So we will go through the presentation. I believe all of you have an access to this presentation that was published on our website, our corporate website. And I would like Zbigniew to lead you through the presentation, because Zbigniew was responsible for this transaction from our side, and we will be happy to answer all the questions after the presentation.
Hello, good morning. As all of you know, probably the presentation, I will refer to pages of the presentation, so we start at page 2. I will try to be very quick and leave time for questions at the end. Yesterday we closed the transaction we announced several months ago, and we purchased 84% of the shares as planned from the two investment funds, Nowa Polonia Private Equity Fund, owning 66.46% of the shares, and Netherlands Financiering, in short FMO, owning 17.56% of the shares. In addition to that, we also concluded an agreement to buy additional 0.44% of the shares of Helios from one of the natural persons being shareholders of Helios. The total purchase price, if we take those two transactions, those two agreements, paid for 84.44% of the shares of Helios, amounts to 26,200,128 euro. As our accounting records are carried out in PLN, in the Polish zloty, then the price denominated in euro will be recalculated into zloty on the basis of the average euro-PLN exchange rate announced as of the date of transactions, which is 31st of August, announced by the National Bank of Poland. At the same time, when I am referring to participation in the share capital, this means also that the same percentages we have in terms of votes, as all the shares have one vote per share. In addition to that, because we took control of Helios, we also agreed to vote at the general meeting of shareholders of Helios for the resolution to issue additional 2% of the shares of Helios, and the issue will be at the nominal value, so the issue price will equal to the nominal value, and the issue will be directed to the top executive managers of Helios, who are not being shareholders of Helios at the moment. This is basically an incentive package to motivate everybody to work together for the benefit of our group in the future. In addition, we also signed agreements with the minority shareholders holding 12.36% of the shares of Helios, which inter alia grant for those shares a conditional put option to the minority shareholders and a conditional call option to Agora. So the minority shareholders have a put option and we have a call option. Please refer now to page 3 when we summarize the shareholding structure. The first chart is before the transaction. The second one is after the transaction, but before the new issue of shares, which will dilute our interest. So you see 15.56 for the individuals and 84.44 for us. And after the transaction, our share will be diluted. After the issue of shares, our stake will be diluted to 82.78%. Now, please go to page 4, the summary of the transaction multiples. We show two sets of numbers. One, when we take into account the dilution, and another set without taking into account the dilution. So if we take the price, the implied value of 100% of the equity of Helios, without taking into account the dilution, amounts to 31 million euro, and with the dilution taken into account, 31.7 million euro, which recalculated at 4 zloty per 1 euro exchange rate equals to about 124 million zloty and 126.6 million zloty respectively. If we check the net debt of Helios, which at the end of July was 86.3 million zloty, then the firm value, the enterprise value of Helios, was about 210 million zloty without taking dilution into account, and about 213 million zloty with the dilution taken into account. So, summing up, the firm value to EBITDA in both cases, before and after dilution, is 6.3, because the impact is so insignificant that the rounding took account for the difference. And firm value to EBIT is 10.9 and respectively 11.1, and the PE 12 or 12.2. So you can see that the new issue of shares to the management will incentivize the management, at the same time has very slight impact on the transaction multiples. In our opinion, the purchase price paid for the shares of Helios reflects current market conditions. If you refer to page 5, we show how the cinema market in Poland performed in the first half of 2010 in terms of the number of cinema tickets sold, average ticket price, and revenues from ticket sales, which is a resulting figure from the above two. So as you can see, in the first half of 2010, the number of cinema tickets sold decreased by 7%, but the average ticket price was up by 14%, which resulted in revenue growth of about 6% on the market as a whole. On page 6, we show how Helios performed in relation to the market. So as you can see, the number of cinema tickets sold decreased by 5%, which is less than the market. The average ticket price increased by 14%, which is at market, which means that revenues increased by 8%, which is slightly above the market, exactly 2 percentage points above the market. Now please refer to page 7. The year-on-year decrease of revenues results basically from the extraordinary results of the second quarter. The first quarter was very good, and the second quarter, specifically in Poland, because of extraordinary events, was bad. The most significant extraordinary events were the national mourning and also the flood. In addition to that, there were two one-off events, which is the World Cup, which always at least which always impacts adversely attendance at cinemas, because at least half of the population, I mean men, watch football matches rather than going to cinemas. So there is always an impact. And also presidential elections, maybe lesser impact, but also had some impact as well. There is also a lower number of movie premieres in the first half of 2010, but this is we show this for information purposes, but this is not responsible. It is not responsible for the drop in attendance, as basically what is important is the number of hits, and usually 20-30 movies generate most of the traffic, most of the attendance, so the actual number of total films played is not as important. In terms of 3D movies, you can see a significant upward trend. Revenues from ticket sales for 3D movies accounted for only 4% in the first half of 2009, and that increased to 28% in the first half of 2010. And because the average ticket price for a 3D movie is much higher, this drives upwards the average ticket price for the whole industry, which is very good and positive. Page 8, financial results of Helios Group in the first half of 2010. We summarize the results, and we would also like to highlight the reasons behind those results, because the second quarter depressed the whole first half of the year. So the total revenues of the Helios Group in the first half of 2010 amounted to 93 million zloty and increased year-on-year by about 8%. And the main contributors, as usual, were revenue from ticket sales, growing by about 8%, revenues from food and beverages, growing by about 5%, and we are very glad about that, advertising revenues growing by 40% to 4.5 million. At the same time, operating costs of the group increased by 8.7%, and mainly due to opening of three new multiplexes in 2009. Basically all categories had some increase. Increase in cost of materials, energy and consumables is connected mostly with higher purchase price of movie copies and higher cost of energy in movie theaters. Increase in staff cost results mainly from new cinema openings, but there were also some increases of remuneration as well. And as far as other costs are concerned, the increase results mainly from higher rental costs due to larger number of multiplexes because of the three new openings in 2009. The Helios Group improved EBIT by 2% to about 9 million zloty and EBITDA by 6% to about 17 million zloty. Net profit shrank by 1 million, and this is mainly due to weaker results of the second quarter, as I said before, and the effect of the flood, basically of the flood and national mourning and the World Cup. We would like to prove and explain that this was an extraordinarily bad second quarter by giving you results for July to prove that basically it's not a reversion of the trend. The growth trend continues. It was just an extraordinary event. In July itself, we observed substantial increases in basically all coefficients. Revenues of Helios Group grew by nearly 17%. Number of tickets sold grew by 12%. EBITDA increased by over 16%. And EBIT by over 18% and net profit by over 17%. The results of July were so good that they contributed very positively to the group's cumulative results for the first 7 months. And if we take not the first 6 months, but the first 7 months of 2010 compared to the 7 months of 2009, we observe a growth of revenues by nearly 10%, EBITDA 8.5%, EBIT 6%, and the number of tickets sold decreased by only 1.9%, and net profit by only 6.9%. So from 17.9% negative growth for net profit, the July itself compensated about 10 percentage points, and we are now 7% down. Page 9, network development. Very briefly, you see how the company developed. This slide we showed several months ago, so this is just a summary of all the cinemas and multiplexes and traditional cinemas that Helios operates at the moment. Let's go to page 10, which is more interesting, as we show what will be the nearest future in terms of our investment plans. We only show at this map the investment plans which are concrete. So when we have either a signed agreement or a signed letter of intent. And if we take those two into account, then by the end of 2013, Helios plans to open 7 modern multi-screen theaters equipped in high-quality audio systems and digital projectors. As of today, we can only say about the plans to open these 7 multiplexes because we have signed agreements or letters of intent, and those will be located in the following cities: Łódź, shopping center Sukcesja cinema with 9 screens and 1,800 seats, and Gdynia, shopping center Wzgórze cinema with 6 screens and about 1,200 seats. Grudziądz, shopping center Alfa, cinema with 5 screens, about 1,300 seats. Nowy Sącz, shopping center Trzy Kolony, cinema with 5 screens and about 1,100 seats. Kalisz, shopping center Amber, cinema with 9 screens, 1,800 seats. Łomża, shopping center Łomżyńska, cinema with 4 screens and 900 seats. And Jelenia Góra, shopping center Focus Park, cinema with 4 screens and about 850 seats. As you can see, all of those new movie theaters will be open in shopping centers. This is the strategy, and that is how we want to go forward. In addition to those, the management board of Helios obviously is carrying out negotiations to acquire attractive localizations for new cinema theaters. However, at this point of time, we cannot disclose more information about the process. Agora intends to support Helios' strategy to invest into new multiplexes. However, we would like to underline that we do not intend to build scale of the group at the cost of profitability. Helios should continue to be a sound and profitable company, growing systematically by careful selection of right investment opportunities. Now please refer to page 11 when we summarized what the picture could look like if all the new shopping center openings are on time as planned. Then if all those shopping centers are built, then the number of multiplexes in the Helios network will grow to 31. The number of screens will increase by 42 to 178 screens, and the number of seats will grow by almost 9,000 to about 39,000 seats. We do hope that those successive investments will allow us to maintain Helios' position or even to strengthen the position of Helios on the Polish market. Now please refer to page 12. In addition to the new multiplexes, which we hope will be built, we also like to invest in the existing cinemas. And by the end of 2013, Helios intends to deploy about 100 digital projectors in its existing cinemas. And this is done within the framework of the Cinema Digitalization Project. At the moment, Helios has 24 digital projectors, but if we exclude new cinemas to be opened, which will all be obviously equipped in digital projectors, then in existing cinemas, we estimate that by the end of 2010, Helios Group will have 44 digital projectors. By the end of 2011, there should be 90 digital projectors installed. Then by the end of 2012, 105. And 120 by the end of 2013. One should bear in mind, I would like to underline, that this is a preliminary schedule and it can be modified due to slight shifts in the number of projectors deployed between the periods. But our intention is to provide cinemas opened before February 2008 with 100 digital projectors as of the end of 2013. Okay, page 13, trends and perspectives. Just summing up, the domestic cinema market will be developing further. We strongly believe in that. The main drivers of the potential growth are natural, basically the development of the Polish economy, which contributes to increasing affluence of the Polish society, causing changes in the lifestyle of consumers eager to spend more money on entertainment. In addition, if you compare Poland to other EU countries, the Polish cinema market seems to still have significant growth potential because the ratios of tickets sold per one person during a year are relatively low, about 1, and compared to Western Europe, 2.33. So there is substantial growth potential, which also means that we can deploy and invest in new multiplexes as the number of screens per 1 million population is also quite low. If you take Poland, it's about 15,000 people per one screen. 40,000 people per one screen. If you take Western Europe, it's about 15,000 people per one screen, which means that there's substantial room for growth. In addition to that, new digital technology encourages new viewers to go to the cinema more often and also causes the growth of an average ticket price, so also this should help build the top line. I will now give the floor to Piotr Niemczycki, who will explain why this acquisition fits well in the strategy of the Agora Group.
Well, just to sum up that we are pretty glad with this transaction because this investment that we present to you is coherent with our long-term strategy. And why? Because, first of all, it increases the scale of operation. It accelerates the growth of the group. It allows us to diversify our revenue streams. And what is more importantly, it reduces sensitivity of Agora Group results to the advertising market. That transaction will also let us strengthen our position in the entertainment segment, which will further develop with the growth of affluency of the Polish society. And in addition, having Helios in our portfolio, we can leverage the media potential of Agora and Helios, for example, by joining production and distribution competencies, cross-promotion, and of course the cooperation on the local market because Helios is strongly present on the local market and Agora as well. So that's really the bottom line of our presentation, and we'll be ready to take the questions.